the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. My beloved, this is the difference between God and the world. There is big, very, very, very big difference, and even there is no comparison. From the world, you will be hungry, always hungry, not for food, but for heaven. You find a lot of people around the world. They have everything in the world. When I went to Sweden and Norway, they told me that the highest number of committing suicide in these countries. I said, for what? They have a lot of problems here. They told me that because there are no problems at all, the country can give you everything you want. Anything you want. So because they have no problem at all, even they commit suicide. Why? Because they are empty from inside. Not satisfied. The only one can satisfy you is our Lord Jesus Christ. The only one who can give you whatever you want and fulfill your needs, spiritually especially, is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one can give you whatever you want. You can run in the world and from the east to the west asking for many things. You might get nothing. Yeah, you might be a very rich guy. You will have everything, all the material stuff in the world. You will have everything. But you will miss the most important thing is our Lord Jesus Christ. They said that there were a guy, and he was not very much rich, and he said he has a piece of land, and he was thinking, he said, oh my goodness, if I have the other piece of land on my right side, it will be, wow, I'll be so happy, the most happy guy in the world. So he kept working over time and over night, and he was working very hard to collect some money and buy the land beside his land. And he did. He succeeded to get it. But the hunger still there. He wants more. So he said, if I take the other side of the land, it will be better for me. He kept working day and night without stopping until he got the other land also. And this hunger never stopped until he got all the lands in his village. He became very rich. Very, very rich. But the hunger is still there. He wants more and more and more. What happened? They said that he kept asking to get more, but he didn't know what to do. So he heard about there is another country, and the land there is fantastic and better than his land, and he can get it free just with some gifts to the tribe chief. So he sold all his land and got the money and went to the other country, and he gave all what he had to the chief of the tribe and said to him, it's a gift, but I hear that you can give me any land I want from your land. He said, yeah, you can, but under one condition. He said, what condition? He said, you will own any land you walk in from the morning early, from 6 a.m. till sunset. If the sunset come and you didn't come back, you will lose everything. But if you come just on sunset, you will get everything. He said, it's easy. I will do it. Any land I walk in? He said, yes. If you walk 10 steps, you will take 10 steps from each side. If you walk 2,000 steps, you will take that. Whatever you walk in, you will take the same size in each direction. I said to him, it's very easy. When I will do it? They've fixed a day, and he came, and all the people were greeting him, and they said, okay, God be with you, go ahead. And he said, I will take the biggest piece of land in the world. And he started from 6 a.m. running. And he said, no, I will walk in the beginning, then I will run at the end, because and he kept walking and walking. It became noon, from 6 a.m. till noon. And he's still walking, not satisfied. And he said, no, I will run. Then he kept running, until he reached almost 2 or 2:30, and he was still running. He said, oh my goodness, I have to go back all this way. So he turned and he started running as much as fast as he could. And because it was very, very hot and the sun was very strong, so he started taking off his clothes, and he kept running until he reached before the sunset, just a minute on time. And he was almost naked because he threw away all his clothes. And when he reached the point, everybody was so happy with him, and they said, oh, they clapped for him. You did it, you made it, you are very good, you succeeded. You took the biggest or the biggest piece of land ever in this area. And while they are clapping and congratulate him, they found that his nose bleeding. Then he fell down. Dead. He was dead. After he had done, he was dead. And they just made a hole for him 2 meters by 1 meters, and they buried him in his land. And all what he got from his running, just 2 meters by 1 meters. He wasn't satisfied. And no one can be satisfied from the world. Whatever you do, you're still in need. But if you have our Lord Jesus Christ, you will need nothing, because He is all in all. He is everything. And when we leave this earth, we'll find Jesus. He is the only one who is waiting for us. He is the only one who will be with us in eternity. So what you need? Jesus. And what you have to do from now on? Care about your spiritual life, not materialistic life. Yes, you have to be successful, guy. You have to glorify God in each step in your life. Yeah, that's true. And it's a must. And you have to do that for His glory, not for your account. You have to be very successful for Him, not for yourself. And you have to remind yourself from time to time that life will go on, and only thing will stay is your relationship with God. You are a very famous guy? Tell me who was famous and went away and nobody cared about him. Just he became a part of the history. Even those who became very, very, very famous, like one like Michael Jackson, he became very famous, and he colored his skin, and he made all what he could. Where is he now? Even you can't even rarely to hear about him. No one can stay forever, but your love towards Jesus Christ can stay forever. Because of that, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Don't look for this bread, the bread around you. No, don't look for that bread. Ask for the bread of life. And the bread of life is always on the altar. In every liturgy we have, He's here, waiting for you, to satisfy you, to give you Himself. So don't stop yourself of coming to the church. Unite with Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you because He loved you so much. May the Lord God bless us all. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.